what was it like living in India? You're having been brought up in the West, and then being in India with Baba.
Yes.
What was that like?
Well, the first trip, as Frank pointed out, we were supposed to be going with Baba to India and then China and then to America, where he was going to speak in the Hollywood Bowl. And we were all given this idea that we were going to get Bond realization when he broke his silence in the Hollywood Bowl. So we went with enormous wardrobe trunks, all of us with plenty of clothes. And when we got to Bombay, we were entertained there, and then Baba said he was taking us up to Kashmir. But all our trunks were put in stone to Thomas Cook, so we each had just a little suitcase. And thinking Kashmir was warm, we had little summer clothes. As it turned out, it was freezing cold. So we stopped on the way to Agra, and we saw the Taj Mahal, and already Baba started saying, I may have to change my plans. Do you love me enough to go back if I ask you to? And then we were about a week in Kashmir on houseboats, and one of the excursions was he took us to the mountain where he said Jesus was buried in Kashmir. And then suddenly he said, you must all go back home. And before we knew what was happening, we were went right down to Bombay, and we were bundled on the ship back to England. And Baba said he would pay with us what we were to do. So this was our first treatment in the obedience and change of plans and meeting his Eastern disciples for the first time, but we didn't have much contact except with a few that travelled with Baba. As far as India was concerned, we really didn't mix with the people at all. It was on the second trip that we stayed there, and then we mixed. There were many Westerners, and then we visited the Eastern women, and then we were part of that life for the time you were there. Does that answer?
What was it like when you were living with the Eastern women and all? Was that hard to adjust to, with living with the Eastern women, with
the Indian women,
yes.
You mean? Oh, well, it was wonderful being with them. I mean, we were staying at Nasik this second time, and we used to go up to Mehrabad to be with them, and we spent the day, and Rani was asked to entertain us, and we were just part of that ashram for the time being. When we were at Nasik, it was the first time that Baba let men and women be together in the center. And we were the most extraordinary crowd. Baba said we were hard nuts to crack. We had come there to be trained in discipleship, and we really had to start to die. There was Norina Machiavelli, Elizabeth Patterson, Kitty Davy, Margaret, myself, Countess Tolstoy, G.N. Adriel, Gretchen Schloss, and Gina Malcolm Schloss, Garrett Ford, drew on about Islam, and we were all very, perhaps rather breathy. We didn't really quite understand what the Easterners understood about discipleship. But Baba taught us lessons all the time. One of my most beautiful memories in Nasik was sitting with Baba on a moonlight night. He just sat there, and he let us all sit round him. And we just sat there in silence looking at him. And you felt you were learning more from that than a million talks. He did give discourses, and this was a start, really, of a lot of projects that came into fruition later on. There was the film project, then Garrett and Nackenschloss were to start this magazine, but nothing happened then, but at a later date, it was started, and Elizabeth was the editor, and so started the discourses, really. Barbara was told by Norita that he should give a discourse to each edition, which he did, and that was the start of the discourses.